RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, headlines, Indonesian wonder, and we'll continue our segment with miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan affirmed Indonesia and China to step out strategy security partnership. Kereta Api Indonesia to brace for 5.3 million passengers during 8-day holidays. Now the news in detail. More recently, Coordinating Minister for Politics, Legal and Security Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has met with Yan Yiqi in his capacity as a counselor for the People's Republic of China in Beijing, China, where both of them reached an agreement to respect the boundaries and sovereignty of each nation. Minister Luhut also said that his recent visit to China was aimed to step up cooperation and partnership in relation to regional security as well as to ease tension between both nations, which had escalated following several run-ins relating to illegal fishing in the disputed waters near the South China Sea. Minister Luhut also pointed out that the focus of the cooperation will mainly revolve around security, especially cybersecurity and maritime affairs. He explained that they want to come to mutual understanding when they talk about fishing in the South China Sea, some sort of win-win solution. President Director of State Railway Company Kereta Api Indonesia, Edi Sukmoro, said that his company expects 5.3 million passengers on its trains during the upcoming 8-day exodus. The projected number is up 5.5% compared with last year. He further stated that more people are expected to join the annual exodus this year as the government will decide on a 5-day national holiday to celebrate the Islamic festival on July 4th until 8th. He added that Kereta Api Indonesia will mobilize all available resources, including infrastructure facilities and human resources, to make sure everything goes smoothly during 8-day. And just like in previous years, they were focusing on two things, safety and security. Kereta Api Indonesia is preparing 336 train trips in total with a daily capacity of almost 200,000 seats during the 8-day holidays. Automotive Institute, a foundation that will facilitate the business needs and develop Indonesian automotive industry, will be unveiled on May 2016. Director General of Metal, Machinery, Transportation Equipment and Electronics, Igusti Putu Surya Wirawan, said that the idea came out as the Automotive Institute is expected to provide an opportunity for domestic auto industry to innovate. He further said that with the automotive industry, business can consult about the need to support its business in the country while enhancing the competitiveness of the national automotive industry. Automotive Institute plans to be located in the School of Industrial Management, Cempaka Putih in East Jakarta, which is fully operated by the private sector. Director of Maritime, Transport and Equipment, Minister of Industry Defense, Yan Sibaran Tendila, stated that the idea of the Automotive Institute came from neighboring country Thailand and Malaysia. He added that in the long term, the Automotive Institute is expected to contribute more in the domestic industry, for example, to the creation of design so as to boost exports. Aceh will hold an international coffee festival in May 7 until 12, 2016. Banda Aceh Deputy Mayor Elisha Sahaduddin Jamal stated that international coffee festival had been supported by Tourism Ministry, while at the national level they already had festival in their annual agenda. She added that the International Coffee Festival will be held to introduce Aceh's impact culture of coffee drinking. In addition to promoting the city, also known as a Serambi Mecca, which means the terrace of Mecca, the event of coffee shops are also introduced to coffee lovers all over the world. She further explained that Banda Aceh is known as a city with 1,000 coffee shops. The experience of visiting Banda Aceh is not complete without drinking coffee all day. In the festival, Aceh City Administration will let know to Aceh coffees that are already well-known abroad. They are Arabica Geo coffee and Robusta coffee. Indonesia and Malaysia are planning to embark on cooperation in the fisheries sector. The cooperation is expected to address problems faced by fishermen from two countries and the plan to conduct a joint patrol to eradicate illegal fishing. Indonesian Fisheries and Maritime Affairs Minister Susi Pujastuti said that the Malaysian Fisheries Minister and she had a talk and they hope there will be no friction between the two countries. She added that two countries are also planning to sign a memorandum of understanding on several issues, including the exchange of satellite and radar data. The Maritime Security Board or Bakamla or the Supervision of Fisheries and Maritime Resources Union of the Fisheries and Maritime Affairs Minister conducts the patrol with the Malaysian authority as per the plan to conduct the joint patrol. The last item, Indonesian Stock Exchange, ISC, is set to open. A branch office in Surabaya is chapped on June in a bid to attract more stock brokers and traders who can buy or sell stocks, bonds, and other securities. Indonesian Stock Exchange Director Tito Sulistyo said that the site will open a bid branch office in Surabaya specially intended by initial public offering IPO so those brokers and traders do not have to come to Jakarta. He further stated that Surabaya Stock Exchange was first established in 1989, but on 1st of December 2007 it was merged with the Jakarta Stock Exchange, which has become the Indonesian Stock Exchange now. He added the economic growth in East Java and Eastern Indonesia becomes a consideration to open a branch in Surabaya. He also said that the move could also attract more brokers and traders there. He is optimistic the branch could attract more brokers and traders because East Java economy is the second biggest economy in Indonesia after Jakarta. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. And with the beauty of measure, among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel love. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back. Today in history, we begin with an event on April 30, 1945, Adolf Hitler committed suicide. On April 30, 1945, after his plan and dream to conquer the world failed, Adolf Hitler committed suicide in an underground bunker located in Berlin, Germany. In World War I, Hitler fought for Germany. After the war, he established the Socialist and Nationalist Party, also known as Nazi. In 1923, Hitler was imprisoned for 8 months for allegedly planning a coup, and inside the prison, he wrote his famous book entitled Mein Kampf, containing his political views. 10 years later, he was chosen as Germany Chancellor, and 1 year later, he appointed himself as the president. In 1939, World War II broke out due to his provocation. Although gaining the upper hand in the beginning, Germany was gradually defeated by the Allies. We move into 1980. Juliana, Queen of the Netherlands, abdicated in the favor of her daughter Beatrix. Juliana Louise Mary Wilhelmina van Orange-Nassau, born in the Den Haag, Netherlands, on April 30, 1909. Became the Queen of Netherlands since September 6, 1948 until April 30, 1980. The Queen dedicated during her 71st birthday to her eldest daughter Beatrice. Far before her dedication, Queen Juliana got married with Bernhard Schur Liebt Bisteford, a German aristocrat and joined her 1937 and had 4 daughters, namely Beatrice, Irene, Margaret, and Marriage, who later changed her name into Christina. Queen Juliana replaced her mother, Wilhelmina. Being resigned from politics in 1980s, she was still active in social activities until 1995. When today in history, with the event on April 30, 1939, Monika Seles was stabbed in Herbert Open, Germany. The world's number one female tennis player, Monika Seles, a citizen of USA, was stabbed at her bed during the quarterfinal of Herbert Open when facing Magdalena Milipa in Bulgaria. The attack was committed by a fanatic of German tennis player Steffi Graf, who did not want Monika Seles replaced since Graf as the world number one. Due to the stabbing, Monika Seles was not able to play tennis for more than 2 years. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with press review. Various significant events that occurred this week are summarized in the press review. Let's begin with the Tempo newspaper. In its editorial on Thursday, the paper writes cooperation against hostage taking. Indonesia's efforts to invite the Philippines and Malaysia to discuss the hostage crisis on May 5 is the right step. Actually, it's high time to do it. The hostage crisis by Abu Sayyaf headquartered in the Philippines is not over. Malaysia also needs to get involved in the discussion because its citizens have also become hostages. Indonesian citizens have become hostages twice in the span of less than 1 month. A total of 14 citizens of Indonesia are still being held hostage until now. They are part of victims from various countries who had previously been taken hostage by Abu Sayyaf group and its affiliates. The separatists that have been fighting for independence from the Philippines operate in the south of the country, including the border with Indonesian waters. Indonesia and the Philippines need to formulate a rapid reaction. What can be done without injuring the sovereignty of each country if a crisis occurs? According to Tempo, in the short term, at least two countries could formulate a joint operation of border security and the release of hostages. In the long term, Indonesia and the Philippines and Malaysia could devise a more permanent security cooperation. If an agreement can be formulated in detail, during crisis, its country already knows what to do. No need to let the hostage process protracted. Republika newspaper in its editorial on Friday writes business friendly. So far, there have been 12 policy packages set by the government. Last Thursday afternoon, President Joko Widodo himself announced the 12th economic policy package. In contrast to the three previous packages announced by the Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Darmin Nasution. In his explanation, the president said the package this time aimed to improve the ease of doing business in Indonesia. To make it happen, the government will cut the number of licenses procedures, time and cost make it difficult for anyone to do business, especially for small and medium sectors. The end goal is to spur the pace of the economy, which is growing fast. The paper hopes small traders who had been a cat and mouse with the civil service police unit or municipal police for not having business clearance. With volume 12 of the economic policy packages, they can now do business without being disturbed. They no longer need to be affected because their business licenses are legal, so as to create a business-friendly climate. All parties also expect synergies of both central and local governments actually implemented, as well as mental reform policies in bureaucrats. Let's us wait for its realization. Well, that was Press Review today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today's focus is on 12 state-owned enterprises cooperation to develop Joglo Semar tourism. Minister for State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno on Wednesday in the complex of Prambanan Temple in Sleman, Yogyakarta Special Region inaugurated the Joglo Semar Spirit Program. Joglo Semar is the abbreviation of the names of three cities, namely Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang. Joglo Semar Spirit is the central government's program to develop tourism in the region. The government is targeting through this program 2 million foreign tourists and 11 million domestic tourists visiting Joglo Semar in 2019. To achieve that goal, at least 12 state-owned enterprises are collaborating to support Joglo Semar Spirit Program. The state enterprises, among others, PT Pelindo for Sea Transport, PT Angkasa Pura One for Air Transportation, PT Kereta Api Indonesia, and PT Taman Wisata Candi Borobudur, Prambanan, and Ratu Boko. The state-owned enterprises have entered into an agreement for the promotion of tourism, tourism development, and the integration of intermodal transportation in the region of Joglo Semar on Wednesday. In her speech, Minister Rini Sumarno said that today the visit to the area is about 250,000 tourists annually. If all collaborate, she added, there will be a 10 times increase of the amount. Minister Rini Sumarno also explained that there are a number of plans that have been prepared by small and medium enterprises to support the increased tourist arrivals. In the future, there will be a construction of a new airport in Kulon Progo, Yogyakarta, and revitalization of Tanjung Emas Port in Semarang as the entrance of tourist cruises. Rini Sumarno added that there is also a plan to build a railroad connecting Adi Sumarmo Airport in Solo by railway to Yogyakarta. Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang are known as the economic triangle area in Central Jawa. Besides that, the region has many tourist destinations, such as the world-renowned Borobudur Temple, Yogyakarta and Solo Kraton or Palaces, Prambanan and Ratu Boko Temples. There is also natural panorama of Mount Merapi, Sindoro, Sumbing, Prau, and Ungaran Mountains. While for historical sites, there are the Yacht City, Lawang Sewu, Railway Site, and Plantations. Joglo Semar Tourism Development is part of the development of 10 destinations priorities set by the government. The destinations in question are Lake Toba, Tanjung Kelayang, Tanjung Lesung, the Thousand Islands, Borobudur, Bromo Tengger Semeru, Mandalika, Labuan Bajo, Wakatobi, and Morotai. Well, that was focus today on 12 small and medium enterprises cooperation to develop Joglo Semar Tourism. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, it's nice to be with you again in newspaper headline. I'm Mana Rahmana to inform you some headlines of national newspapers published in Jakarta on Saturday, 30th of April 2016. While we start highlighting the headline of Kompas newspaper that writes, regional heads are the key of success. The commitment of regional heads becomes one of the successful keys in carrying out public services in a network-based online. This commitment is mainly to face the resistance of officers who will lose money on petty corruption, but it lasts massively. Indonesian Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, has collected a good example of public service in the network-based online from a number of regions such as Surabaya, East Java, Regencies, and City of Bogor, West Java, and Pekalongan, Central Java. KPK Deputy Chairman M. Sarif said in Jakarta on Friday that good examples from some regions across Indonesia will be distributed to other regions that have already signed a memorandum of understanding with KPK. So far, there are 44 regencies, cities, and 4 provinces. He said based online public services will reduce potential of corruption. While Listener Republika newspaper writes in its headline, soccer clubs expect FIFA to remove a sanction. The expectation expressed by the World Football Federation FIFA related to the removal of sanction against the Football Association of All Indonesia PSSI is good news for the soccer clubs in Indonesia. They want the government to comply with the request of FIFA in a bid Indonesian professional football players can return to play. CEO Bali United Javis Tanuri said in Bali on Friday that all parties are happy that this is good news for Indonesian football. He hopes the issue at PSSI can be resolved to immediately build synergy reforms between FIFA and PSSI. Well, listener, we come to an end with Sindo newspaper. In his headline, Sindo writes, "The third phase of debt execution is only a matter of time." The debt execution of several prisoners will be soon carried out at the correctional institution Nusa Kambangan in Cilacap, Central Java. The police are already preparing for the implementation of the execution by firing squad. Chief of Police Central Java Police, Inspector General Chondro Kirono says that in the implementation of that execution, a complaint will be escorted by a firing squad. In principle, the police are ready to do so. It's only a matter of time. Besides the firing squad, Central Java Police also prepare doctors, clergy or ulama and pastor to examine people who will be executed to death. Listener, those were some headlines of national newspaper published today on Saturday, 30 of April 2016. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Coordinating Minister for Politics, Legal and Security Affairs Luhur Binsar Panjaitan has met with Yan Jiechi in his capacity as Chancellor of the Republic of China in Beijing, China, where both of them reached an agreement to respect the boundaries and sovereignty of each nation. President Director of State Railway Company Kereta Api Indonesia Edi Sukmoro said that his company expects 5.3 million passengers on its trains during the upcoming 8-day exodus. Automotive Institute, a foundation that will facilitate the business needs and develop Indonesian automotive industry, will be unveiled on May 2016. Aceh will hold International Coffee Festival on May 7 until 12, 2016. But the Aceh Deputy Mayor Elisa Shahaduddin Jamal stated that International Coffee Festival had been supported by Tourism Ministry. Indonesia and Malaysia are planning to embark on cooperation in the fisheries sector. The cooperation is expected to address problems faced by fishermen from both countries and the plan to conduct a joint patrol to eradicate illegal fishing. Indonesian Stock Exchange, ISE, is said to open a branch office in Surabaya Cirebon, June, in a bid to attract more stock brokers, traders who can buy or sell stock, bonds, and other securities. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, turn with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destinations in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's World Cultural Heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to smoked flying fish, Mamuju typical fish, West Sulawesi. Stay tuned. Listeners, West Sulawesi is well known not only with beautiful tourism objects, but also with typical food which can shake your tongue. If you are through Trans Sulawesi and Somba Village, Sendana Sub-District Majene Regency, you will stalls which sell smoked flying fish. Most stalls open 24 hours, so you can buy smoked flying fish anytime. Somba has a distance around 135 km or takes 3 hours by cars from Mamuju. Listeners, Mamuju people called smoked flying fish with the name Twing Twing fish. The fish has fin-like screen. The characteristics of the fish is large pectoral fins that cause this fish to be able to glide flying in the air even in a short time. The smoked flying fish becomes food icon in West Sulawesi. Listeners, to cook smoked flying fish is quite unique. The fish which has been cleansed and soaked in salt water is put on coconut leaf midrib and roasted on dried wood stuff. The flame which reaches skin of the fish is called twing twing asap or smoked twing twing, and the smoke makes the fish well done. The wood which is used to smoke the fish is usually mangrove wood. To smoke the fish does not take a long time. The more puff of smoke will make the smoking process faster. Listeners, in fact, the way to cook smoked flying fish will create different tastes of the fish. The fish which is smoked has taste more savory rather than fried or baked. It is because the fish scales are thick, so that if the fish is smoked, it will be easier to peel the scales and its meat is more fragrant. It's more delicious if it is enjoyed with condiment and pickles. The condiment is made from red chili, which is refined together with red onion, tomato, and added with salt. Then the condiment is flushed with hot oil and lime. Usually, smoked flying fish is eaten by burasa, a typical Bugis and Makassar food. Besides fish meat, usually people also order caviar or fish egg, because the caviar contains of protein and vitamin. Listeners, are you interested to enjoy the smoked flying fish or twing twing fish, a typical food from Mamuju, West Sulawesi province? We suggest you to come when east wind season arrives, because it is the season when a lot of twing twing fish can be found. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany. Today, we'll bring you information about the Indonesian National Education Day, known locally as Hardiknas. Hardiknas is an event held annually every May 2nd to commemorate the birthday of Indonesian National Education Father Ki Hajar Dewantoro for his services in the struggle for equality in terms of education in Indonesia during the colonial era of the Dutch East Indies. In Indonesia at the moment, only Dutch-born and rich people had the right to get a proper education. Similar things happened in Papua. The difference is that what happens in Papua was caused by the government ban. The school location, which is located at a few kilometers away from students' residence, is only one of many different factors behind the education inequality in Papua. Without a proper transportation system, many students must reach their schools on foot. In addition, there are other hindering factors such as the limited number of qualified teachers and school management. In commemorating the 2016 Indonesia's National Education Day, we'll introduce you to Pakimahanihano, the local wisdom used in increasing the quality and quantity of education in Papua. Indonesia is lucky to have Papua. Its beauty and natural richness are undeniable. Unfortunately, it does not inland being enjoyed by young Papuan generations. Data of participating numbers of school-aged children in Papua recorded low. Based on survey, in 61 elementary schools in Lani Jaya region, the ability to read, write, and count for 3rd and 4th grade students recorded fewer than 50%. Based on the facts, innovation is badly needed to help the students absorb the entire course material. Therefore, Wahana Visi Indonesia or WVI, along with local partners, implements local wisdom-based education named Pakimahanihano or Teaming Up, Light is Good and Beautiful. Listener, culture and education are inseparable. Education is needed to determine the future of the children. Educated children will have an ability to absorb and apply the cultural values, including hospitality, manner, concern, respect, and hard work to create a harmony. So, the character-based education of the local wisdom is needed to be introduced to the children since young age. The children who live in Central Papua Highlands need to understand the beauty of peace to end the tribal wars that may occur in the future. Participation of all community elements is also needed to make sure the children fully understand all the cultural values. At the same time, they might fulfill and protect their rights. That is Pakimahanihano is all about. Listener, Pakimahanihano is significant in harmony. This character-based education has been applied in Papua since 2012 by the Jaya Wijaya Department of Education in partnering with WVI and other stakeholders of Central Highlands, Papua. It is an excellent education program to encourage teachers' creativity by using local material found around them to support the implementation of the national education system and curriculum. Listener, it is undeniable that the children will learn best in a fun and comfortable atmosphere surrounded with familiar situation and learning materials. With proper and intensive supports, the community of Central Highland, Papua will be able to overcome every challenge they need to face in implementing the true meaning and values of Pakimahanihano in increasing the quality of their education system. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In addition to shortwave 9525 kHz, you can also listen to this program through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. In today's edition, I will introduce you to Indonesian band, namely Malik and the Essentials. This band was established on 15th of May 2002. Its members consist of Angga and Inda, vocalist, Jawa bassist Widit drummer, Lale guitarist, Ilman keyboardist. Since they performed at Jakarta International Jazz Festival 2005, their name began to be popular. The band has released 6 albums, and the 6th album has a title Music Pop, which released on 15th of May 2014. Listeners, to initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Aurora, sung by Malik and the Essentials. Enjoy the song.
Dengar jelas bintang utara memanggil satu hari yang dinanti terpancar terang di bawah langit terlihat jejak setapak mengarah dan ku sedang mengikuti sampaikan salam. Bicara, sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora. Jarak tujuan terlihat dekat memandang garis batas di lautan yang membiasku kan datang sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara kawan cuman ikut bicara sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan
You have just listened to the first song entitled Aurora. This song tells about a trip to go home or meaning back to people who are loved. It was described like how beautiful a house is with aurora as sky. This song is dedicated to all people who love their family, job, hobby, house, lover, and life. An aurora, sometimes referred to as a polar light, is a natural light display in the sky, predominantly seen in the high latitude regions. Aurora arrangement was inspired from music of disco, electro, and pop in 1980s. Listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Semesta, sung by Malik and the Essentials. Enjoy the song.
Sebuah misteri.
Listeners, that was the second song entitled Semesta. The song became original soundtrack film entitled Philosophy Copy, which was adapted from short story of Dewi Lestari. According to Malik and the Essential, the song tells about our universe, beginning from our body and soul, which are connected to universe. However, its lyric has positive character to face life. Listeners, to conclude our segment music corner for today, let's listen to two songs from Malik and the Essentials, entitled Himalaya and Ananda. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Coba hayalkan sejenak 10 tahun nanti hidupmu. Coba bayangkan sejenak, misalkan ada aku yang menemani hari demi hari yang tak terhitung. Misalkan itu aku yang terakhir untukmu, untuk itu kan ku persembahkan Himalaya. Bahkan akan aku taklukkan tanpa cahaya. Balutkan pelita hatimu di aku dan kamu. Pastikan kau melihat aku saat ku gapai puncak tertinggi bersama tujuh warna pelangi. Misalkan semua terjadi meski belum terjadi, sekarang kita renungkan sejenak cara agar semua bisa terjadi. Walau ku tahu tak semudah itu, tapi coba sekali lagi bayangkan aku. Untuk itu sembahkan Himalaya. Bahkan akan aku taklukkan tanpa cahaya di kegelapan. Berbalutkan pelita hatimu di aku dan kamu. Pastikan kau melihat aku saat sama tujuh warna pelangi.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Daisan, sambut kebahagiaan, lahir sang buah hati. Cinta manusia bersujud dalam pujian, hingga suatu hari dia akan berjalan ke dunia dengan pilihannya. Selamat datang sayang di kehidupan yang berjalan, yang tak pernah berubah. Perubahan yang datang kan perlahan membiasakan kita dan mendewasakan.
cara yang kau percaya sempurna. Hanya di surga peluk aku saat kau ragu selama ku masih di dunia bernafas bersama. Selamat datang sayang di kehidupan yang berjalan yang tak pernah berubahnya. Perubahan yang mendatang kan perlahan membiasakan kita dan mendewasakan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
Rasa-rasa yang tak mampu diungkapkan kata-kata. Dengan beribu cara-cara kau selalu membuatku bahagia. Kau adalah alasan dan jawaban atas semua pertanyaan. Yang benar-benar ku inginkan hanyalah kau untuk selalu di sini. Ada untukku, maukah kau tuh menjadi pilihanku, menjadi yang terakhir dalam hidupku. Maukah kau tuh menjadi yang pertama, yang selalu ada di saat pagi membuka mata.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.